I'm actually a general practice trainee doctor in the Trilee, the GP scheme program. And I started my training in 2023 from Cary Hospital. Then I was posted in Bantry last year, July 2025, for a year period as a GP training doctor in a GP practice.
And you're still coming up to Tralee regularly enough, though?
Yeah, I come every almost every Wednesday of the month for my GP study days in MTU Tralee campus. Last Friday, what happened is that I was actually just went to the town just to fetch a parcel. And as I was coming back, when I was walking towards my car, I felt that something came on the back of my head, something struck.
Was it sore?
It was very sore, and when I turned around, so I saw those bunch of boys laughing, and then one person was carrying a water gun, right? So I immediately went to them and I said, who did this? And they were laughing.
So you realized that it was water that hit the back of your head, and then you turned around, saw a bunch of boys, and one of the boys had a water gun, and it was obvious that the water had been fired from this gun. What happened then?
Yeah. So then they were laughing, and a boy, another man came in by my side. I was kind of like very angry, asking them who did this, and that man was saying, go grab them. But the boys were just moving backwards. So I told them, look, I'm a doctor. I know you and I treat you. But they were just doing jokes. So then I was very angry at that point. So I left the scene. So I took my car, which was just a few steps away from me. And then I went home. I was obviously very stressed. And I told my wife about the incident. She tried to calm me down. So it was my break time period from work. I had to get back. I get back to my practice. I saw my remaining patients booked in the GP practice. And later I informed my consultant trainer doctor that this is all has happened. So I need to go to Garda. So he advised me, okay, go to Garda and report. So I made the complaint.
And Garda, you're looking into this?
Yes.
And what would you say to the argument, and I'm not saying I subscribe to it, but that these are just a bunch of boys, it was hijinks, you know, they didn't mean anything bad by it, they just thought it would be a funny thing to hit somebody with water by using a water gun. Maybe it doesn't warrant getting the Gardaí involved. What would your response be to that argument?
I wouldn't really say, because it is my thinking that it was something out of like mischievous, but because I felt it was very much sore when I was hit, and they probably knew that I would respond, so that's why they wanted to just hit me or something. So that's why it prompted me to go and speak to the Garda.
How sore was it?
It felt like, I'm not really sure, because I'm still in a state of shock. I'm trying to figure it out what it was like. But it felt like something has put a stone at the back of your head. It felt like this. So still I'm trying to figure it out whether it was only water or something else. And that's why the Gardaí reassured me that, look, we will try to look into the CCTV cameras to see what actually has happened, and then we'll figure it out.
And how are you feeling now?
Well, I'm quite emotionally distressed because I'm getting the flashbacks of this incident, although I resumed my work the same day, so still in a bit of shock.
What would you say to those boys?
I wouldn't really say to those boys, but I just say it's kind of like a mischievous thing. They should mind it, because it's not only myself. West Cork is very much visited by foreigners in the summer season, so they should behave, because it might carry a wrong impact on those people visiting from all across. People come from America, from United Kingdom, from France, Germany, from whole of the Europe to visit Bantry, right? Because that's the West Cork area is very much visited in the summer season. Just to behave and not to exactly target people.